The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 3. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came to the whole region around the Jordan, proclaiming the baptism of repentance for deliverance from sins. This was the fulfillment of what is written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the highway of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley will be filled, and every mountain and hill will be brought low. The crooked will become straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all humanity will see the salvation of God." That's a quote from Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 3, 4, and 5. Accordingly, he said to the crowds that went out to be baptized by him, "You offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath, bring forth fruit which corresponds to repentance, and don't begin to try to excuse yourselves by saying, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is beginning to cut at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree not producing good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, saying, "What then must we do?" And he answered and said to them, "He who has two coats, let him give one to him who has none, and he who has food, let him do the same." And some tax collectors also came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what must we do?" And he said to them, "Don't charge any more than what you are allowed." And soldiers also asked him, saying, "And what must we do?" And he said to them, "Don't extort from anyone by intimidation. Don't accuse anyone falsely, and be content with your wages." And because the people were in expectation of the Anointed One's appearing, many people reasoned in their hearts about John, whether perhaps he was the Anointed One. John answered, saying to them all, "I on one hand baptize you in water, but on the other hand, someone is coming who is more powerful than I, the leather strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor. He will gather the wheat into his storehouse, but the chaff he will burn up with fire, which is impossible to extinguish." And so he proclaimed the good news to the people with many other exhortations. But Herod the Tetrarch, having been reproved by him regarding having Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things which Herod had done, added this also to them all, by putting John in prison. Now it happened when all the people were being baptized, that Jesus also was baptized. Then, afterwards, when he was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in a bodily form, as a dove. And a voice came out of heaven, declaring, "You are my Son, the Beloved One. It is in you that I take pleasure." And Jesus himself, when he began to teach, was about 30 years old, being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Jannai, the son of Joseph, the son of Matthias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esli, the son of Nagai, the son of Math, the son of Matthias, the son of Semen, the son of Josek, the son of Joda, the son of Joanan, the son of Reza, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adai, the son of Kozim, the son of Elmadam, the son of the son of Jesus, the son of Eliezer, the son of Jorim, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judas, the son of Joseph, the son of Joram, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meliah, the son of Menna, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Solomon, the son of Nathan, the son of Aminadab, the son of Arni, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. This is the end of Luke chapter 3.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.